This episode was brought to you by Nyx. Shop online at nyx.ca and use code REBEL10 for 10% off your order.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rebel Mama Hotline. We have a very special episode in store today because it is our first ever live recording.
Yeah. Thank you to our team, too, Dylan and Clayton.
Yes.
We are coming to you live from the Soho House in Toronto. It's a very beautiful room with Nyx founder and president Joanna Griffiths and 50 or so of our closest friends.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for coming.
And shout out to the two guys in the back
who
are giving me life right now.
So, Joanna, I know it's a little awkward to listen to your bio while you're sitting next to somebody, but
plug my ears.
Bear with me. Joanna Griffiths is the founder and president of Nyx and KT by Nyx, the direct-to-consumer intimate apparel brands reinventing intimates for real life. Since launching the company in 2013, Joanna has built Nyx into one of the fastest-growing intimate apparel brands globally.
Yeah,
can clap for that.
Massive. You can clap.
Through a focus on impact work and product innovation, the brand is on a mission to empower people to be unapologetically free.
Oh, I love so that. Nice. We love being unapologetically free.
Yes, exactly.
Same here.
Welcome, Joanna. Thank you so much for being here.
So you and your team have recently set out to demystify perimenopause, menopause and perimenopause. So I guess we should start by asking why. What inspired you to tackle this conversation? Was it a personal experience? Do you just want to break the taboo? Like, why are you doing this? Tell us.
It's a great question. If you look back at Nyx's history, we sort of have this long track record of tackling topics that a lot of other brands weren't comfortable going to. And I've grown up with this brand. So I started the company when I was 28 or 29 years old. I just celebrated my 40th birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
And so I've gone through this whole aging journey while building Nyx. And so if you look back at what we've done as a brand, you know, we've sort of spoken a lot about body diversity. We've spoken a lot about aging. We've spoken a lot about gender identity. We've tackled fertility and have, you know, did a huge Faces of Fertility campaign, actually started a podcast through that initiative. So I can really relate to what y'all are going through right now. There's not nearly this production value. So I'm very impressed.
Thank God we have these guys. Yeah. Honestly, it would be
wasn't
terrible.
Like this the first two seasons.
We made a book called Life After Birth, which was a spotlight and celebration of the postpartum experience. And so we've sort of been working our way through these different topics and conversations that we as a brand really felt like others weren't having. And when we started looking into, you know, what are the next frontiers? What are the next topics that we can cover? When we started researching perimenopause and having conversations with people about perimenopause, it really felt like the most in the shadow topic of everyone.
It was kind of like a hidden little secret.
Totally.
It's like everyone knew about menopause.
Yes.
But then there was that period in between,
yes,
which I'm going through actively.
And it's so wild to me that, you know, something can take almost, you know, in some cases, a decade of a woman's life and a person's life. And we don't have really any information about it, and it's not spoken about, and there's, you know, all of these different symptoms that are attached to it, and everyone's kind of on their own unique personal journey, and yet it's not in the spotlight and it's not a conversation that's being had. And I love this conversation because I think it's also so tied to women and aging and fertility and our expiry dates and like all of these sort of bigger conversations that we have all kind of dealt with. And it just felt like a really important topic for Nyx to lend its voice to in our platform too. And I'm so excited that we're here today.
I love this. I'm so excited to talk about this. I can't.
I know, so am I. Well, we have a couple more questions for you. We would like to know, we were looking at your website, of course, when we forged this partnership, and you have stacked your website with the most incredible resources to help women navigate the symptoms of perimenopause. What has been the most impactful takeaway that you've learned through the process of compiling all of these amazing resources? Everybody needs to go and check out the Nyx website,
by
the way.
It's a really good page. It's
they've
full
done
of,
such a great job of compiling resources.
Yeah. So I think, you know, one of the interesting things about making this sort of database of resources is that so many of the conversations we were already having as a brand. Like we were already talking about a lot of these things. We just hadn't formatted it in a way for people to have it be so easily discoverable. We worked with four different experts when we were creating the content. And I think one of the things that's really stood out to me is that when you're looking at perimenopause symptoms and you're looking at how it affects your life, it's not just physical, it's emotional, it's hormonal, it's sexual, it affects your mental health, obviously your body changes. And it's so nuanced because it touches all these different parts of who we are. And because of that, it's also no two people's experience is the exact same. And that was something that was really groundbreaking for me to understand is no wonder people feel so alone because everyone's journey is so different, you know? And that was something that was really powerful to kind of uncover.
I also feel like people feel so alone. I was having this conversation with somebody earlier in the night too, is because there's so little research that has actually been completed only because women haven't really had PhDs and doctorates, you know, in the last few hundred years.
And it wasn't a focus either.
Well, no. It's still
it's
not.
It's just
mandatory.
Been focused on men's health research mostly. And we know that through our work.
Yeah, we learned this really interesting statistic, which is that in medical school, this is basically an elective, mm-hmm. and one in four people take this elective. So it affects a decade of, you know, half the population's life.
And hey, those are the ones graduating
possible?
Now.
Those are graduating
like,
now.
Think
I know,
of
I'm
how
sure,
old your doctor
sure
is. Like some of our doctors are like 70. Like they had not even thought to touch this. So of course
well,
you show up to the office.
Well, that's why they tell you though. And they say, you're fine. You're probably right. tired and take an Advil. And
I mean,
you're
I'm
like,
always tired and need an Advil.
I know,
of course. We all
going through
are.
This massive transition, right?
No, but there's just hasn't been the body of research until now. It's starting. We're actually going through this at a really great time. There has never been a better time in history to be going through this. We actually have an episode coming out next week. So it'll just be the week after this episode comes out.
Perfect.
But we were able to speak to a lead medical researcher in the field of menopause. And it's just mind-blowing how brand new some of this research is. And what the good thing about that is that there's so many treatments available now. So we all need to be aware of what those treatments are. We will post all sorts of resources as well. But at least, thank God, now you can go to the doctor and say, here is my symptom list. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be armed with that list yourself, but there are solutions.
Yeah, but now you have the tools and you know what you're talking about and you kind of have to advocate for yourself, right?
Yeah, always, unfortunately.
Gotta teach the men.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming.
All four of you in the room today. Dylan. I think we need to pause for a commercial break.
We're gonna pause for a commercial break.
This episode is brought to you by NYX. NYX is a pioneer in the leak-proof underwear category. They've set out to create garments that transform how you feel, whether it's their lightweight anti-chafing shorts, wireless bras that are sexy and supportive, or overnight period protection. They now offer a variety of products, both leak-proof and not.
In addition to their signature leak-proof underwear, they offer leak-proof pads, leak-proof swim options, leak-proof active, and leak-proof maternity options.
Shop NYX online at nyx.ca, and don't forget to use code REBEL10 at checkout for 10% off. Okay, and we're back.
We're back. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, you want to take the next question, babe?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you explain some of the ways that the products you create can support women experiencing symptoms of menopause and perimenopause? And we love your products,
yes,
by the way.
Amen.
We use them ourselves.
Yeah. So I think there's a few different areas. Obviously, the most kind of blatant product would be our leak-proof underwear and the various absorbency levels that we make currently with that product. A lot of things change when you're going through perimenopause, but your period is certainly one of them. And like we showed in our video, it can be light, it can be heavy, it can come, it cannot come at all. And so really this range of products that make it so much more comfortable for people to expect the unexpected. 79% of people that experience perimenopause cite that heavier periods is a symptom that they have. And so most recently we launched a product called Zones Plus, which is our highest absorbency leak-proof underwear product. It absorbs about 100 milliliters worth of liquid.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this like good for pee too?
It's
when
totally
people
great
pee
for
their
pee.
Pants?
Yeah, absolutely. Which is another.
Because there are some funny
also,
moments that
totally.
Happen and we pee our pants because
yeah.
we've had children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's great for stress incontinence, which is what that little pee is called. Mm-hmm. And
sorry. It's not called peeing.
It's not called pee. It's called incontinence.
No, we can call it whatever you want, but like those light leaks, absolutely. And then also great for heavier periods. And so creating a product that is, you know, someone can wear for all parts of their cycle, I think is really important. Also, you know, external products like leak-proof underwear, if you're dealing with vaginal dryness or different things and you're not wanting to use tampons as much anymore, I think we have great options. We make incredible sleepwear that's made with Modal, which has like naturally inherent temperature regulator. I mean, these are the only pajamas I can wear summer and winter, and I feel amazing in them. There's a little known fact that I tell about my 4.5-year-old son. So he used to have a blankie called a cozerie. Don't ask why. But we left his cozerie in Mexico Beach, which was over a year and a half ago and still comes up in heated conversation.
How did that go? I was going to say, how did that go? He didn't forget that,
I'm sure. Oh my gosh, you know it's a bad day when he's like, and my cozerie in Mexico Beach. And we're like, dear God.
Living its best life, by the way, I'm sure.
What is this going to
happen? I want to be the blanket in Mexico.
I know, exactly. But his cozerie was made of Modal. And so now my son, no joke, travels around with 3 of our NYX Modal t-shirts in women's size large, in incredible colors like navy and taupe, two taupes. And he drags these 3 t-shirts with him everywhere. And when he goes to sleep, he puts them on his face. He puts them on his body because it keeps him cool and warm at the same time. So there's no better advocate for Modal fabrics than my 4.5-year-old son. And then our bras too, like I think we're known for wireless bras. And if your breasts are fluctuating in size or you're just wanting something that feels a little bit less restrictive, I think that those are great products too. So there's a whole range, truly.
Yeah, I feel like the leak-proof underwear is so brilliant for when you just don't know when your period is going to show up. So you're just like, your first line of protection is just in place. You're good.
Yes. My husband's our creative director at NYX, and I'll never forget the day we were having a brainstorm session about period underwear, leak-proof underwear. We had like a 2-hour conversation about dry tampons and that feeling when you take out a dry tampon.
Yeah, like Velcro.
This is so real.
His life is like ruined. He's like, what? What do you mean? This is a thing? And we're all like, yeah, this is a huge thing.
Yeah.
So then he tried to write some scripts about dry tampons and I was like, no.
You're like, no, sweetheart.
Save us all.
It's not working.
I would love to see those drafts.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Maybe there's something in there. There might be a diamond in the rough.
It's real. Like if you don't know when your period's coming and you want some, maybe you're wearing white or whatever it might be. You're on a flight. You have a long day.
Oh my God. Always on a flight.
Always on a flight
on a really important day at an event, at a campaign, when you're shooting, when you're wearing white.
I'm the queen of that.
Yes.
I am the queen of getting my period at like the most inopportune moments ever.
I agree with you.
Oh.
I remember in 2017, we were in talks to sell the company and I was like in this meeting room, sitting on a white leather chair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I just got my period.
Sounds about right.
And I remember being like, please have worn leak-proof today. Please have worn leak-proof today, because I couldn't leave the meeting.
Right.
And so finally went to the bathroom and I was like, oh, thank God. Like I didn't just
that awful.
Being
that
trying feeling. To talk about the efficacy you of our product feeling. And like staining a white leather office chair would have been a real pro, I think.
So it's kind of perfect for the meeting.
I got my period the day we were filming our Bay commercial, our national Bay commercial.
Oh, and I saw that ad. It was so nice.
She was struggling hard.
And I was just like,
yeah, she was like fanning me and bringing me water and stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to make it.
But then they were also giving us clothes to wear that weren't ours. And we're like, okay, bled
through those too. Beautiful.
Did it was a wonderful really? Day.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Because
they were having
it was like
the kids.
Worst day ever.
They're like, okay, we're going to need the kids to run up and jump on you again. And we're like
again? Great. Can't wait.
A lot of stylists buy our leak-proof underwear for set.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
We've been told on like some of the biggest productions, NYX is there just to help the
just
actors.
In case.
As they should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God.
You don't need that added stress.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so changing gears. As the millennial cohort ages, the workforce is about to get flooded with menopausal women.
As it's going to be such owner, a good time
it's gonna
for
so
everyone.
It's going to be so fun. Everybody get
We're
ready.
We're going to be over everyone's shit. That's what it's going to feel like.
Yeah.
As a business owner, what steps do you take to support your employees who are struggling with menopausal symptoms?
This is a great question. I hadn't thought of this fact before.
You didn't read the notes?
We want you to inspire other business owners so that they too can implement some good strategies. Like, is the air conditioning up a little bit?
Are you giving out fans?
Sure. I mean, we do an office survey every single week where we ask people what feedback they want around the office. And we get a CSAT, like a customer satisfaction score for our office. And we hear all of the feedback about temperature, snacks, a lot of snack feedback.
Like, a lot of snack feedback.
So much snack feedback.
Everybody loves snacks.
But in all seriousness, we also have things like a mental health ERG and kind of create safe spaces for people to talk about what it is that they're experiencing. I think more than ever coming out of COVID and the pandemic, regardless, I think every employer needs to be mindful of the fact that people have a lot of things going on in their lives. And so how do you support them as they go through different chapters? And so those are, you know, some of the things that come to mind when it comes to NICS.
So like some flexible ability to maybe work from home if you need to work from home.
We do 2 days a week in the office right now, 3 days at home.
That is the right ratio.
I think it's a good ratio.
I think the pandemic helped in that way, though. It just normalized remote work.
Yeah.
We were doing it like way before.
Yeah, we're like, welcome, guys. No, we don't Zoom. That's the point. No one can see you when you're at home. Like, just call me regular. Okay.
It's true. I do. I feel like I'm one of the few people that still picks up the phone.
We are strictly phone call people.
We do phone calls, emails. We'll do video if it's like our first time.
And
like
live
we
podcast.
Need FaceTime or if we meet them. I'd rather meet someone in person, though. Zoom is weird, man. No. It's always been weird. It's just going to always be weird.
No. Just because we functioned for so long without it. And then everybody went home and we were like.
But then you're like, I have a call in 10 minutes. I have to take off my dirty sweatshirt and put on some fucking lip gloss.
Yeah. Nobody needs to do that.
Okay, back to business over here. What advice would you give to male partners to help them support their wives and their girlfriends as they journey through this phase in life?
I think it's the same for both parties. I think it's getting educated on what the experience can look like, on what the symptoms are, really understanding what that chapter can be like for the other people in their lives, whether it's their partner or it's like a sibling or a coworker. I just think the more that we understand, the more we can relate to what someone's going through and kind of be there on the other side to help them through it. So it's really about getting educated and you know, checking in and making sure that the other person's okay.
I think it's good to have open communication too, mm-hmm. and just like say what you're going through. So it's not, a lot of the times they're in the dark. So you can say, hey, you know, my hormones are fluctuating and I'm feeling this way because this is what's going on in my life right now. Like FYI, not just crazy, you know.
I feel bad for male partners whose wives go through menopause the same time as their kids hit puberty.
I feel like that double whammy is very,
I feel
very
that bad common for them. Double whammy. I really don't feel that
bad. That would be a lot.
I'm quite certain I was in that double whammy. My dad was like, why is everybody crying?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I do feel like a little preparation time wouldn't actually be the worst thing. I feel like that would be a lot for somebody to have to manage.
That's a lot of emotions. It is. Yeah. It's a lot of change,
yeah,
right?
It's a lot of change mm-hmm. for everybody. But hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed, not everybody's lasts a solid 10 years.
Oh, but yeah. What did we learn? she told us we were free after 61. For sure, you're good after 61. You're done with all of your perimenopausal and menopausal symptoms. So
we're like, hey, guys, terrible news.
At 61, you can just go have the best.
Start living your lives again.
Live your best life after like being a 12-year-old and getting your period for the first time.
Yes. So we actually did want to talk to you a little bit about kids who are going through puberty as well, mm-hmm. because we know that obviously you have KT by NICS as well. So as someone who has done so much to empower young girls with easy and comfortable period protection, how do you advise parents approach the topic of periods with their daughters?
Yeah, I think it's all about normalizing the conversation. So we actually released a children's book back in September called Some Periods, which was designed to start the conversation younger and younger. Because the truth is, and maybe you're aware of this, maybe you're not, but the average age that kids are getting their periods is going down every single year.
It's like nine or 10, right?
It can be as young as 9 or 10. The average age is still around like 11 or 12, but 100 years ago, that was 16 years old. So we're developing at a younger age physically, but mentally it's still the same.
But how do you explain that to a 9-year-old? I can't even wrap my head around it. I have a 9-year-old. We
explain
both
period.
You would just have to normalize your own, I guess.
This book is so
I mean,
cute.
Yes.
We my gotta son, give you the book. Yes. It's freaking adorable. And it's really just making periods an approachable subject matter and acknowledging that, you know, everyone gets their period. I think we have a line in the book that's like, you know, your parent, your teacher, even furry creatures, because they get their periods too, you know, like it's just kind of normalizing the conversation. And I think it's a great book to read to boys and girls so that they can be sympathetic if they see someone, you know, wrapping their sweatshirt around their waist in class or, you know, sitting out on swim class or whatever that might look like, and just not tease them or pick on them, give them a little bit of grace. But I think the first step is normalizing this. I think we grew up in an era and a generation where periods weren't talked about openly.
Like, I don't know. It was a big, dirty secret.
Basically. It was a big, dirty secret. I remember being in high school and I went to an all-girls school and you're like, you know, shoving your tampons up your coat sleeve so that you go to the bathroom because God forbid someone sees you with a tampon.
Even though everybody's going through it.
Even though everyone's going through, I think until I made NYX, I still would feel awkward buying tampons at the drugstore. Like, so I think it's just normalizing these conversations and preparing people for what to expect. And I think the more that we can do that at a young age, the more we can remove the stigma from it and just help people move forward with their lives, because this is going to be a part of their lives for a long time. Apparently, maybe until they're 61.
Yeah, exactly.
So
sorry for all that good news.
We do talk to our boys about our periods.
We do. My son actually learned about my period when he was 5 because we were boarding a plane and it was just him and I, and she came early.
Shocker.
Very early. Like I didn't have anything on me. And I only had him with me. So I had to run to we were just boarding. I had to run to the family bathroom and be like, oh my God, it's here. And there was like blood everywhere. And he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Do we need to call a doctor? Like, should we call 911? And I'm like, no, this is totally normal.
Like, this happens every
month.
This
happens to mommy all the time. He's like, all the time? It was terrible. It was like borderline traumatizing. So I was like, okay, we have to run to the store. We got to get what we can get at the airport, which was like $1 million and like not the best stuff. And we ran back. I had to do all the things. And he was in the bathroom with me the whole time. And I kind of had a moment to explain it to him quickly. Don't worry, this is what happens, this is why it happens, the reproductive system, whatever. We boarded the plane, I was going to the bathroom a lot, but now he gets it. So now he knows when I'm on my period, he's like, oh, you're on your period, do you need anything, mama?
It's a dream situation. This is a dream outcome for you.
Yeah. I mean, his face though in that bathroom, he thought I was gonna die,
of course. Poor little guy. Mine know too. They just now I get hit really hard the first couple of days and they're like, oh, you're laying down to have your period. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And they're like, oh, do you want us to get the dog for you to come and lay down with you? I'm like, that would be lovely.
Bring Eddie.
Thank you. Yeah. But these boys, that, you know what? They're going to be amazing partners. They're going to be like the ones at the store buying the chocolate and amazing. The ice cream and the tampons and the chips, right? Just the necessities. Yeah. So we have a bonus question for you. This is going to be the last question that's just us, and then we're turning it over out to you guys. So we figured, since we have a whole lot of entrepreneurs in this room, and then we have you, the guru of entrepreneurs.
I don't know if I would say that, but...
Well, we're going to say it for this podcast episode, you're the guru.
Okay, perfect. I'm the guru. You had the menopause guru before. I'll be the...
You can be the entrepreneurial guru.
Perfect, yeah.
So what is your advice for entrepreneurs who are looking to create female-focused direct-to-consumer products?
Ooh. I think my advice would be similar, agnostic of what the product is, because I think one of the biggest things that has been a journey for me in running NYX is that the only person who has had to keep up with NYX's growth is me. And so you really have to invest in yourself. You really have to work on your self-confidence, your self-esteem, your resiliency. I've done a lot of coaching, a lot of therapy to kind of continue to push and evolve. And I really see, I'm friends with so many female founders. I talk to a lot of different female founders, and we have to believe in ourselves. And I think that we take that for granted, especially if you're making women-centered products, because I went through this when I was fundraising with NYX. Oftentimes, products that are catered towards women are deemed as niche or a cute lifestyle business.
Even though we're the majority, but okay.
I mean, that's certainly what I experienced with NYX. We were making this product and it was leak-proof underwear and it was going to help people who experienced, you know, incontinence leaks and periods. And it was constantly like, oh, that feels like a niche product.
You're like, no, it's half of us. Like, literally.
Really needs this. this is a big industry, but so I think it's even more important that you kind of invest in your mental health and invest in yourself, because it's a long road and a long journey.
And I think what you said about resilience and getting over any of those, like the imposter syndrome and yes. the fear and all of that, that holds you back, and like really gain that confidence in yourself is a huge one for women.
Yeah. I think, you know, imposter syndrome, I've heard, I don't know if this is real or not, but that it was like invented to make women feel badly about themselves.
I'm not, that would like, seems accurate.
Yeah. Like men don't really experience imposter syndrome. It's just
that's what I'm saying.
There's prescribed to women to kind of talk about the self-doubt that we experience in our minds. But I do think that we have to believe in ourselves and believe in what's possible. And maybe we've seen someone do it before. Maybe we haven't, you know, but I think that we often are like, why me? And I think we have to be a little bit more like, why not me? And how do I get there?
And then tune into yourself and listen to that voice and learn how to shut it down. That's what's helped me too, is like, if I were a man, like you ask yourself, and I was underqualified for this, I would still do it.
Yeah.
So just do the thing and like squash that fear.
That's right. Yeah. I think resiliency is such a muscle you have to build over time. And I can say that, you know, I'm now 10 plus years into building this company, and the things that used to get me down, that used to like have me on the floor in a ball crying, because there have been many of those moments, barely even faze me anymore. And there are still things that get me on a ball, you know, ball on the floor crying, let's not be mistaken, but they're really
new
big,
fun things.
They're really big things. They're really big, stressful things. But I also look at those moments and I'm like, wow, in 5 years' time, like that might not even affect me anymore.
Absolutely.
So it's so cool to also acknowledge like how far you've come, you know? Yeah.
Well, resilience is only built through failure.
True.
Right? It's like yes. the only way to get to it. So yes, exactly. Any failures you may encounter.
It's a gift.
They're a gift. Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this wonderful live recording of the Rebel Mama Hotline. And we'll see everybody back here next week. Not here, but in your earbuds.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Special thanks to Nyx for helping us turn this podcast dream of ours into a reality. Make sure you use code REBEL10 when you shop online at nyx.ca for 10% off. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.